This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
On Free FM 89.0 and as part of our podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio today Vicky Phillips from SeniorWise. Welcome, Vicky.
Thank you, Roseanne. It's good to be here.
Yeah, look, it's great to have you in the studio with us today as well. Really looking forward to hearing all about SeniorWise, and from our conversation offline, you spoke about recently founded back in March of this year.
Yes.
Hot off the press. So, yeah, look, really keen to hear all about the organisation and the support that you're looking to provide to our seniors out there.
Cool. Thanks, Roseanne. So I suppose one of the things for me is that I was talking to groups and organisations within Hamilton as to how our over 65 age group, our kaumātua, were surviving. One of the things that kept coming up was that they're not able to live within their means anymore on the pension. We found that more and more kaumātua were getting food parcels, and that was putting a band-aid on the problem. You know, you can only give food parcels for so long and it doesn't help. Then our kaumātua are back to square one again. So what SeniorWise does is that we run a four-week program to help our kaumātua understand their money and their pension and where it goes to. So we look at things like, are they getting all the entitlements that they should be from WINS? Are they getting the best bang for their buck from their household bills? You know, are they on the best deal for their power, their phone, their internet? You know, all those sort of things. Because we're also finding that once you turn 65, you're given the pension, you're given a gold card, and then you'll see you later. And you actually don't know what you're entitled to through WINS, whether there are any entitlements that are available to you. And I think, you know, it's really hard sometimes to ring up the companies that have that you have your bills with and talk to them about, you know, am I getting the best deal? And we also look at what's available in the community. You know, are there any community gardens? Is there a community house within, you know, within the area that I live? What is available to me? So, I suppose for me it was starting SeniorWise was just, I have a passion. I have a passion for our older generation. I have a passion to make sure that people are comfortable living how they're living and feel empowered to live the best life that they can.
And I think you've made a really valid point there when you say that, you know, quite often when we turn 65, and let's just say you are maybe retiring or close to retiring, or maybe you've, you know, you've been on a benefit or something or out of work for a while, and you're right, you know, you get going, congratulations, here's your gold card, here's the pension. But if you've maybe not had other family members that have actually been through that process themselves, you do only know what you only know, and probably more importantly, you don't know what you don't know,
don't
do
know,
you?
Yes.
And also, I think picking up on what you said about, you know, like your power company or maybe phone company or whatever it might be, is quite often our older people are sort of like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, I've been loyal. I've been, you know, with the same power company for the last 30, 40 years or whatever it might be. You know, maybe just don't think we need to go and shop around. But these days, you do have to shop around, don't you?
Mm. And it's not just about shopping around. It's also about having the conversation with the power company. You know, a lot of us don't want to change our power company, don't want to change our internet company, you know, don't want a new modem that they have to try and figure out what to do. Because I tell you what, I don't want a new modem. but, you know, it's just having that conversation with these companies. Am I on the best deal? You know, and finding out, being a bit more wise about the bill that comes in. What does it look like? What does it actually mean? You know, so those are some of the things that we go through. You know, what does my power bill mean? What do my kilowatts mean? What does my daily charge mean? You know, and how does that compare with another power company or another, you know, another group? So,
and I think there's also some plans that the power companies have is it could be that you might get a cheaper rate, isn't it, over a certain time of the day and things like that. So it might be working out, like, is this the right time to put the washing machine on or maybe to, you know, have the showers or put the heating on or something. And because unfortunately we do hear stories, don't we, with a lot of our older people really trying to save money where they can. Yes. And so they don't put the heating on. And maybe their house is not as insulated as it, you know, could be or
could
should be. And so they then tend to get colds, and the older we get, we know the more susceptible they are to getting unwell. And it can be a vicious circle, can't it?
Very much so. And, you know, and we look at things like your heat pumps. You know, what is the best temperature to have your heat pump on? You know, should you have it on auto? Should you have it on high fan? You know, all of those sorts of things. And it comes down to we don't know what we don't know.
That's right.
You know, so we look at everything, you know, in a group setting.
Talking about your heat pumps on, bit of a conversation I had a couple of weekends ago with some friends around, is it more effective to keep them on overnight or is it to turn them off and then have it, like, you know, remotely come on at a certain time in the morning? What's your thoughts on that one?
That's really hard for me. I'm very budget conscious when it comes to my heat pump. And yes, I do turn it on in the middle of the, well, an hour before we get up.
Right.
So that when we get up, so I set it so that, you know, that the house is warm. Because I find that if I have it on overnight, I get too dry. Yeah. So it's just looking at ways that, you can have it coming on earlier so you're not having to have the temperature up higher, which is using more power. Yeah.
All right. That's a good tip there. Thank you very much. So if we talk a little bit about the 4-week sort of workshop that you've got, and I think you've got one. Have you got one starting very soon, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Our next workshop starts on Thursday, the 23rd of July, and they go from 11 till 12:30, held at Pukiri Neighbourhood House on Church Road in Pukiri. So registrations
are four weeks in a row, is it?
4 weeks in a row, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, okay. Sorry about that. I cut into what you were going to talk about, registrations, yes?
Yeah, no. So just to register, you can email SeniorWise on hello@seniorwise.co.nz or you can phone on 021 029 78019.
And is there a cost associated with that?
No, no cost. This has been supported by Here to Help You and Pukiri Neighbourhood House, so there's no cost associated with this at all.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. And obviously we've been talking about how, it's pretty tough out there in the economy at the moment. So if that's going to be shouldn't say free, fully subsidised opportunity for people to come along to for those 4 weeks. So the first week, what would they expect maybe in that very first session that they come along?
So the first session really is just about understanding your super and making money work for you. So it's a very broad and a broad session, just really looking at the high level, you know, you get your super, you know, what that sort of means and how you can make your money work for you here.
Okay, so that'll be the starting point. And then sort of, I suppose, you know, there'll be times where they'll have a lot of questions themselves and you'll be able to help answer those questions for them.
And it just flows on. It's not a big group. It's a small group of people that we have. So, you know, spaces are limited, so make sure you get in and register. But it's about seeing what the need is out there, you know, how we can help you identify and access the payments that and the support that you that are available from you, you know, to you from WINS? Yeah.
Yes, I know when my mum was sort of first went on to getting the pension herself. She's been on her own for a long time. We spoke about this off air. She didn't actually realise that she was able to get someone to come in and help with or help get a subsidy for the lawns and the gardens because she had a bit of a big bank behind her house, which she really was struggling to get to look after. So, she found out through a friend of hers who also had found out through someone else that you could apply for a subsidy to help pay for someone to come in and do your gardening and your lawn mowing, which is great. And it's not something that they advertise everywhere, is it?
No, no, and that's true. You know, if you... It's all about, you know, friends and talking, you know, and if you don't know what you don't know, you just don't know. So this is what we are, I suppose the big thing about this program is about, you know, making sure that you're more informed about what is out there and giving you the confidence to be able to go out and reach out to these places.
Yeah, because it's quite a scary proposition, isn't it, for a lot of people? And I think retirement is a scary proposition first off, isn't it, for a lot of people? And then into then going out and searching and having to have these conversations with all these different providers out there. And I love your byline on your business card, which says supporting confident aging. And I think that's a huge part of it, isn't it? Is we're all aging, and especially when you get to that magical 65 plus area for all our kaumātua out there, is how can we provide more support for them to be more confident with that and to be able to enjoy those golden years, as they call them.
Yeah, and that's another thing we do too. You know, turning 65, you've never done it before. You know, you've worked the majority of your life, a lot of people have, or, you know, and then it comes to getting the pension and it's like, okay, you know, you don't know what's out there. So that's another program that we run, that we, you know, talk to people that are still in the workforce about what is available out there, the sort of things that you go through, because it is a bit like, now what do I do? You know, and it can be quite scary thinking that you've got to give up work. And so what do I get up for every day, you know? So we go through all of those sorts of things as to what is available in the community for you and what sort of things that you need to think about and look towards in your retirement, yeah.
Yeah, look, I think that's a real valid point, actually. I know some people that are sort of at that age now and it's sort of like going to look to retire, but, you know, when they've worked for like 40, nearly 50 years probably some people, it's and especially if you've maybe worked in one or two places, it's like you've got your own family, but then you quite often have a work family, don't you? And then all of a sudden, if you don't have that anymore and you don't have that sort of purpose of why you are getting up in the mornings, I can see where some people probably do spiral and it can be quite depressing for some people, I suppose. So that's obviously where we want to do a big plug for. There's a lot of voluntary opportunities out there for people to be able to give back or to support organisations have that purpose for getting up in the mornings.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And probably very apt, as we've just recently had National Volunteer Week in the last couple of weeks, and great opportunity to recognise all those volunteers out there, and there's so many important organisations that are still keen to have people come and volunteer, and these days it's not like you have to volunteer all day, every day. You know, it could be just one day a week. I mean, I was up at the hospital the other day with my mum and someone there I knew. She's recently retired and she now works up there or volunteers up there one day a week, just, you know, as an ambassador type person. You know, people can get around. So there are lots of those opportunities, aren't there, for people?
Absolutely. I mean, and you just need to look at the Volunteering Waikato website. You know, on there, it is amazing the roles, the volunteer roles that are on there. I'm sure that there would be a role for everybody because it is a very good website.
And even if you maybe don't have transport and thinking, oh, how am I going to get from A to B, there's actually some roles that you can actually do from home, you know. Might be whether it's on the phone, or if you're very good with computers, it might be, you know, doing something for them, you know, online, based at home as well. And or maybe there might be someone that can pick you up and take you there and back, isn't there? So what are you else are you hearing out there at the moment, Vicky, that, you know, maybe our listeners, or for them, for their own parents, that they should be thinking about?
And that's another side to our business as well. You know, we are finding now that it's not the parents that want our help. It's the children, you know, it's the 40 to 60-year-olds that have mum or dad, or mum and dad, that are just getting that little bit older. They're finding that they're getting that bit more frail, and they don't know the next step. You know, they've never had ageing parents before. They don't know what's out there. So, you know, that they hear that, you know, maybe they should be going into a rest home and all of that sort of stuff, and they don't know where to start, where to navigate. And that's another service that we provide, as to just helping them navigate the systems, helping them understand the systems and what is out there.
I've over the last 5 or 6 years have been through that journey myself with my mum, and it's takes a lot to navigate, that's for sure. And you know, it's that first is like, you know, going into a retirement village maybe potentially, or whether it is having to go into a rest home straight away. So, you know, how you go about getting the assessment done for a starting point, isn't it? And then what rest home do we look at? What sort of level of care are they requiring? And then it's, you know, if they're looking to apply for the residential subsidy, the process of going through that with WINS. And I've just recently had to do that with my mum as well, because she was originally in an apartment, independent apartment, but moved over to the rest home care. So it's a bit of a trial and tribulation working through that. And as you said, you know, if you haven't been through it before,
you know, absolutely have no idea.
You don't. Yeah. You don't.
A residential care subsidy? What? All of these new words, these things that you're learning. It can be quite daunting.
Oh, it can be, and understanding what you know, the level of assets that you can have, you know, up until before you can apply for the subsidy. So learning all that, but also too just about the different types of level of care. You know, in rest homes and retirement villages, and maybe with retirement villages, you know, do they have a residential care facility attached to them? Do they have the hospital level care? It's quite a minefield, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and these children, you know, these 40 to 60-year-olds are busy. They, you know, they're workers, they've got family, you know, and then tackling these sorts of things that they actually don't even know where to start, that, you know, they come to our organisation and we can guide them and help them in that process. So that just takes a real strain, I suppose, something else that they don't have to think about.
So would that be like one-on-one, or are you looking at maybe running some seminars around that? You got some thoughts
no,
in that space?
No, that's more one-on-one.
Right.
Because I find that every person's different. And I also find that our kaumātua don't like to talk about their money in front of other people, which is why the group sessions that I do are very generalised. And then after the group sessions are finished, I do one-on-one coaching with the participants if they want to, and then we can dig a bit deeper to help them.
Oh, that's really good to hear. And you are so right, you know, especially our older people, very reluctant to probably share that information amongst a group setting. Whereas if it's that one-on-one, they're more likely to do so. And Yeah, no, that's great to hear. And so, obviously, we'll do a plug right now again. If people want to contact you, they're listening and want to contact you about having that conversation around, you know, what should we be doing? What is going to work best for our mum or dad or both of them? Mm. Maybe if we can just give your contact details out again.
So it's SeniorWise. So our email address is hello@seniorwise.co.nz or phone number 021-029-78019.
All right, that's great to hear. So just, you know, about our over 65s, and obviously, you know, being on a fixed income, you know, and we've talked about the economy is, you know, is getting really tight out there. Have you got any sort of top tips that you can share around, you know, what we should be thinking about? I know we spoke about, you know, probably really looking at, you know, your power bills and understanding fully around your power bills. We've talked a little bit about, you know, maybe your internet providers as well. And obviously what you are and aren't entitled to, I suppose, through WINS. Is there anything else that you could share with us at the moment that people should be thinking about?
I suppose the best thing that you can do for your money is to make sure that every dollar is accounted for. And then that way you can actually see what's happening with your money. And when I say every dollar accounted for, you know, it's, you need to make sure that you pay yourself every week. And if your finances are very tight and that only means $10 or $15, so be it. But you need to be able to feel as if you are in control of your money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's also like putting money away every week for gifts, if you like giving gifts. If you like to tithe to the church, make sure that you put money away for that every fortnight. So it's just giving every dollar a job, which then makes you feel more in control and more empowered when it comes to your money.
Yeah. I think that's a very sound piece of advice there for people. And I think that's for all ages, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I know probably about 15 years ago, I suppose, a friend of mine, you know, gave me that advice. And so now I've got seven different bank accounts, you know, sort of seven different accounts, you know, within the one main bank, I suppose. And I have automatic payments set up. So I do have an account now for miscellaneous spending, you know, sort of for those birthday presents that come up or Christmas presents. Mm. You know what it's like when you get to Christmas season and it's like, oh my goodness. Yeah. And another one for like household, you know, in case something breaks down, you know, and quite often when something breaks down, we find two or three things will break down around the same time, don't they?
Mm.
The car, I've just had to go through the pain of, you know, having the car service, warrant of fitness, two new tyres, and the registration all due at the same time. Mm. So by having money in a separate account, you know, it doesn't feel so painful when you to pay it out, does it?
It's like it takes a weight off your shoulders, you know.
It does.
And it's not that you have to put a lot of money in these accounts. You know, you just need to put a little bit so then it feels that you are, well, you are more in control of your money then.
That's right.
Yeah.
And another one for me that I'd advise is around for medical and health, you know, those those doctor's appointments or dentist appointments or any other things that crop up from time to time. It's quite sad, isn't it? At times you hear people saying, no, I can't afford to go to the doctor, you know, or can't afford to go to the dentist, probably more than anything. So,
but then that's another thing. Through WINS, you could possibly be able to get some money to help towards your dental appointments for WINS.
Right.
So we look at all of those sorts of things as in what is available out there for me.
And I think that, you know, the key message there, you know, is that, you know, if you haven't had to go through that process yourself or with your parents, why would you know about that? So it sounds like you're a fountain of knowledge there, Vicky.
And still learning, I might add, because, you know, we can never stop learning, and it's amazing, even since I've been in this role since March, what I have found out. And I have good support from people who work within the different organisations, whether it be WINS or the community houses here in Hamilton, that, yeah, are helping me with all the questions I come up with.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear. And just talking about our community houses, yeah, great shout out to them, and you know, not only here in Hamilton Kirikiriroa, but across the whole Waikato region.
Absolutely.
You know, there's some amazing services and support being provided to our local communities, and not everyone does know about them.
No. No.
So. Again, it would be, you know, sort of to look at reaching out to your local community house. Otherwise, if you're not sure, you can always just, touch base with Vicky, and she'll be able to help put you on to the local community house as well.
Can sure do that.
To help you out. Right, look, we've only got a couple of minutes to go, so probably be just to go over again sort of some key messaging that you might have, probably again just around that workshop series that you've got coming up and those dates.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this workshop is all about making your super go further. It starts on Thursday the 23rd of July from 11 till 12:30. Now, it's a four-week program, and it's going to be held every Thursday for 4 weeks. So it's the 23rd of July, 30th of July, the 6th and the 13th of August. It's going to be held at Pukiri Community House on 43 Church Road in Pukiri. Spaces are limited. This is not a big group. So if it's something that interests you, or you're not too sure whether it interests you, just give me a call. We'll have a chat about it. I'll let you know what it's all about and see whether it's something that you'd think that you'd like to do. But hey, we look at all your entitlements from work and income. We look at your bills and whether you're getting the best bang for your buck, as well as what is out there in the community that could help support you. So email SeniorWise at hello@seniorwise.co.nz or phone 021 029 78019. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much, Vicky. And I'm sure that there'll be other questions that you'll get, or people might start thinking about other things. And obviously it's all around our elections that are coming up, and thinking about all those sorts of things. And it's amazing what people do know and don't know around that space, and even our older people as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, too, the other part you spoke about is around, you know, maybe for if your parents are looking at that age, we're going into a retirement village or a rest home as well. You wealth of knowledge in that space, and so they can just reach out to you as well to learn more about, you know, what should we be doing? You know, the process that's required.
Yeah. And what you need to think about.
Yes. Yeah. And trust me, I know personally, with working through it with my mum, the things that you just didn't think about.
Yeah.
So it sounds like that would be great to have your support as people navigate through that process. Mm-hmm. And it's also quite a strenuous and stressful time for people as well, you know, having to start thinking about those aspects for their parents as well, and especially maybe the ones that need to go into extra care but don't want to go into that care. There's that side of it as well, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, which makes it a bit difficult. All right. Well, look, thank you very much, Vicky. Really appreciate you coming in and having a chat with me today. So you've been listening to Vicky Phillips, the CEO and financial coach from SeniorWise Limited. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Roseanne, for having me.
Obviously, you've got their contact details and the amazing workshop series that's coming up. I'm sure that people will find some real benefit out of coming along to those workshops or just giving you a call. So thank you, everyone. Ka kite.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.